Accuracy of forecasts, error rates. One indicator of a good forecast is forecasters' willingness to stand behind their results. When they prevaricate or are not forthcoming on error rates, it may be necessary to do one's own analysis of error. Interpreting error rates is how you determine how much reliance to put on forecast results. Error rates generally compare the forecast against actual results. Error measurements will help show how much of a mismatch in supply and demand in logistics services can be attributed to a poor forecast, for example, outside of the control of logistics, versus what needs to be attributed to other causes that are within one's control. Separating out the elements outside of one's control can help when presenting results to decision makers or when setting goals and targets for internal improvement. Errors can be measured in units or monetary amounts. Both will be useful at different times and to different audiences. Error in units can help show which items are off by the most, while error in monetary amounts helps show the significance of the error. Being off by 1,010 U.S. dollars television cables is less significant than being off by 10,000 U.S. dollars televisions. Error rates can also be used to refine forecasts to minimize future errors. Forecast error. Forecast error is the difference between actual demand and forecast demand. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The formula for forecast error as an absolute value follows, with an example showing actual demand of 31 units and forecast demand of 34.4 units. Note that A equals actual demand and F equals forecast demand in the equation. An absolute value is a number that is stated without regard to positive or negative signs, so the absolutes of plus 3.4 and minus 3.4 are both 3.4. The equation above expresses the absolute value mathematically using vertical bars. For example, minus 3.4 equals 3.4. Absolute values of forecast error are used in some of the error tracking methods discussed below, such as mean absolute deviation. When expressing forecast error as a percentage, also known as absolute percentage error, APE, the equation is as follows, with a continuation of the prior example, forecast accuracy. Forecast accuracy is simply the complement of the forecast error as a percentage expressed as follows, with a continuation of the prior example, mean absolute deviation, MAD. A common way of tracking the extent of forecast error is to add the absolute period errors for a series of periods and divide by the number of periods. This gives you the mean absolute deviation, MAD, mean squared error, MSD. Another method of calculating error rates, the mean squared error, MSD, magnifies the errors by squaring each one before adding them up and dividing by the number of forecast periods. Squaring errors effectively makes them absolute, since multiplying two negative numbers always results in a positive number. The formula for mean squared error is, note that the process of squaring each error gives you a much wider range of numbers. 3.4 squared is 11.56, while the 0.63 error rate squared would become 0.397. The greater range gives you a more sensitive measure of the error rate, which is useful if the absolute error numbers are relatively close and reduction of errors is important. Measuring the extent of deviation helps determine the need to improve forecasting or rely on safety stock to meet customer service objectives, mean absolute percentage error, MAP. A drawback to the MAD and MSE calculations is that they are not meaningful unless you know what an expected result should be based on the relative size of the forecast. Mean absolute percentage error, MAPE, shows the ratio or percentage of the absolute errors to the actual demand for a given number of periods. In the example below, the forecast error as a percentage, or APE, of 11% that was calculated earlier is the first value. The remaining APEs per month are then listed. The sum of these errors by month is divided by 12 months. Exception rules for review can be applied to any SKU or product family that has a MAPE above a certain percentage value. Tracking signal. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the tracking signal as the ratio of the cumulative algebraic sum of the deviations between the forecasts and the actual values to the mean absolute deviation. It is used to signal when the validity of the forecasting model might be in doubt. The tracking signal can be calculated as follows. The January forecast error from the earlier example is the first value, and the other month's forecast errors are provided along with the MAD value. Note that the algebraic sum of forecast errors is a cumulative sum that does not use absolute values. Therefore, the tracking signal could be either positive or negative to show the direction of the bias. Organizations use a tracking signal by setting a target value for each period, such as plus or minus 4. If the tracking signal exceeds this target value, it would trigger a forecast review. In this case, the exponential smoothing method is at minus 4.36. Options for reducing error might include adjusting the smoothing constant or selecting a more appropriate model. Many organizations calculate and track each SKU on a monthly basis. This helps measure two aspects of the forecast, forecast bias. If the tracking signal is regularly negative, we are consistently over-forecasting. If positive, we are under-forecasting. Ideally, the tracking signal should fluctuate between positive and negative values. If not, forecast bias should be the first thing to eliminate. Suitability of the forecasting method. If the tracking signal remains in a range of plus 4 to minus 4 or other threshold value, then, as a rule of thumb, the method should be considered to be working correctly.